This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The former CEO of Lebelle Northern Water Board, Phineas Lekgodi, says that he has learned through the media, various platforms, including Capricorn FM, that the new board chairperson, Dr. Ndwereni Mphephu, is claiming that since the new board took control, it has managed to turn the situation around. He disputes this fact. So we're speaking to the former CEO of Lebelle Northern Water, that is Mr. Phineas Lekgodi. Good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Good evening to you, my brother, and to the listener.
Good evening. So you are saying there is a number of things you have picked up from the new board, number of claims that they are making that you want to dispute. What are some of these?
Yes, you're correct. I've heard over the media that the chair of the new board, Dr. Mphephu, echoing the sentiments of the former Minister of Water and Sanitation, Clintio Sisulu, they are claiming that the clean audit outcome for 2019-2020 is the achievement of the interim board, which was appointed by the former Minister Sisulu in June 2020. So that cannot be correct, because in June 2020, that was the end of the financial year, which had started in July 2019. And when the AG comes, he audits what has been transpiring over the entire financial year. So it cannot be that the interim board, just upon arrival in June, it had already done everything that resulted in it attaining clean audit outcome. So that clean audit outcome is an achievement that must be attributed to the board to which I reported during my time when I was the CEO of Lebelle Northern Water, together with the team that I led. This is what I'm disputing.
Is that the only fact or there's another? I just want to go over the dispute first before we talk about other things.
This is the major fact that I'm disputing. As a result of what has been stated into the media by the chairperson of the interim board, to say he has managed, together with members of the interim board, to turn the situation around in Lebelle. And all what I'm saying is, if achieving clean audit outcomes means you have turned the situation around, then all what it means is Lebelle has always been on track, because we have been achieving clean audit outcomes for a string or number of years before they could come. When they came, the real audit opinion that they are referring to was the second in a number of clean audit outcomes that we have been able to attain since 2013 to 2016. 2017-18, we had to relapse or regress because the AG found that our capital assets are not unbundled. But 2018-19-20, we went back to achieving a string of clean audit outcomes.
We're speaking to the former CEO of Lebelle Northern Water Board, Mr. Lekgodi. Mr. Lekgodi, so you're saying what you've heard is that the new board is attributing the clean audit to itself, and you're saying it should be attributed to the board that you used to report to. By the way, when was the your last time of service at the Northern Water Board?
I left Lebelle in August 2020. The board to which I reported left Lebelle in June 2020. Okay. So meaning the board left Lebelle at the end of the financial year. And by that time, we were already ready for the annual audit. So it can be that at the very same month when the board leaves, and we're already ready for the audit to be conducted, the audit file is ready, the new board comes and it would want to claim credit, that by right should be true to the old board to which I reported. That is the part that I'm disputing. And the subtext of this statement by the chairperson of the current board is that he has inherited a mess as a result of what he called bad audit opinions that Lebelle has been inherited. And that is also the part we are essentially disputing today. If Lebelle has been achieving clean audit outcomes for a number of years that we are mentioning, and in this view, achievement of clean audit outcomes means the organization has been turned around. All what it means correctly is the organization has always been on track. So the advice we are giving to the new chair and the new team of the board is they must perform a proper diagnosis of what actually is the problem. In as far as the negative media attention that Lebelle has been enduring. And at the they will then be able to find or come at the conclusions that they need to address the problems that are besetting the organization. And they've been able to...
And you say the pretext is that they inherited a mess, turning it around now. What were the circumstances of your departure, including the board that you were reporting under?
Yes, you're asking a very good question. The circumstances of our departure was, as the chairperson of the board correctly captures it, the dispute we have had with the former minister, who's the executive authority over the board that we have in the Republic, the Water Board. So the dispute was in relation to the procurement preference that the former minister had, which the board couldn't find such to be compliant to the provisions of the Public Finance Management Act. And the stance that we took resulted in the board being disbanded and the CEO, being me, having to resign under protest. This is essentially the content of the dispute between the former board, myself, versus the former executive authority, the person of Ms. Lindy Osisulu.
What was your protest directly?
The protest was whatever intervention that the executive authority would want to make in relation to projects that would result in water service delivery to the people. The supply chain management processes have to be followed. And the rush was in such a way that they would be non-compliant with the provisions of the Constitution governing procurement and supply chain management policies and principles. And that's where the board and I had to take a stand, or come rain or shine, this is where we stand, even if it means we have to lose whatever our position stands. That's the reason why ultimately the board got to be disbanded and I had to resign under protest.
Are there still legal matters on some of these issues?
Yes, there are so many matters pending before the court. We are going to court in October challenging some of the things that the former minister has done, including the disbandment of the former board and the appointment of the companies that she affected, and expected the board then, together with me, to fund such appointment.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as there are some of them matters under litigation, but this issue of MS, it's been reported even before the now chairperson, and maybe one more issue before I go to that. Because I do understand that the now chairperson used to be part of the acting board for a year. You were not there by that time, were you?
No, I wasn't there.
You were not there, so that's not in,
no,
in your
I
time.
Wasn't part of the interim board.
How long did the interim board work before there was this permanent one?
The interim board started in June 2020.
Yeah. Yes.
This permanent one was just recently appointed, I think a week ago.
But then that suggests there's been a year, an intervening period of a year with an interim board since you and the other board left.
That's correct.
And what do you say of the work being done in that period of a year? Is it captured in this turnaround that you're disputing?
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, amongst whatever they claim they've done, they shouldn't take credit that is not due to them. Because the clean audit opinion for the 2019-2020 financial year,
yes,
accounts for the work that was done by the previous board that was disbanded by the minister.
Mm.
Their audit outcome will come now in August, because the AG is already embarking on a process to audit the institution whose financial year starts from July to June. Meaning when he comes to AG, he will be looking back to the year that they've been appointed, from June last year to July this year. That's only when they can wait for the outcome and claim whatever credit if they can be won. But for the rest, I'm not the one to vouch whether they do good or bad. It's time that will deliver the judgment.
And you say this issue around so-called mess, that they can do an exercise to actually find out what the real problem is. But you've been there for quite some time. So as far as you're concerned, what were the problems?
If you read my statement very well, I made hints there, and I wouldn't want to go too deep into them except for what I captured. But the problem is, in any institution of state, there are governance mechanisms. In our case, we had the minister representing the executive authority, the board, the governance structure, the management, the executive implementation. The moment you have any of these structures straddling the link, that's where the problems begin. The problems of Lebelle, if there is to be a proper diagnosis, results from an executive that straddles the link unguidedly, compromising the financial integrity, the performance of the water board, as well as the image. If the new chair and the team is leading is to make proper diagnosis and you do not arrive at this that I'm stating, I don't think that diagnosis would have been proper, taking into account correctly what you're saying, the number of years that I've spent in Lebelle. Whatever adverse negative media attention that the institution has endured was resulting exactly from the executive authority that embarked in an unguided intrusion into the realm of the board and the executive being the management.
Would these matters that you have mentioned now as the causes, would you say they also account for projects that were not complete, the struggle with infrastructure, the struggle to get water to places, the one to quote immediately the infamous Giani project as well?
Very correctly so, my brother. This is the case. Lebelle as an institution has its own project that it is running, would plan properly, determine the budget, the requirements, the deliverables. So many of these projects, the very one that you're citing, Jan, is the project of the Department of Water and Sanitation. Lebelle was instructed to oversee the implementation of that project as an agent. It was solely funded by the department, not Lebelle. So every failure resulting from that project has by mistake been associated to or by Lebelle. Well, by right, it has to be associated with the department, which is the project owner and project sponsor. The delays in finalizing that project were caused by the budget cut from the department, and the communities are the ones enduring the shortage of water. But come accountability season, you would have Lebelle put in the firing line to say it is not taking the project to completion at the speed with which it was meant to do. When by right, it's the department that is providing the budget and the funding and everything, the scope for the project. You can also go to the project Nandoni-Sambi pipeline. It has been delayed. Even today, there's no appreciable progress. Because I'm not talking on behalf of Lebelle, but I'm still a member of the community. I know what is happening.
Yeah.
No appreciable progress, but if you drill deeper, why is it not taking faster pace to completion? It's simply because the department doesn't provide the resources that are required to get all those projects to completion. But at the end, is an implementing agent that takes the entire blame, and it's unfair. And during my time as the CEO, this is some of the things that I had to endure and fail. Whatever credit that has to come in a form of good worded opinion, now it has to be attributed to other people.
Would you say that the former minister should also take some of the blame?
Which former minister?
The former minister of water and sanitation.
The entire department, including whoever was there, if it means the minister must take the blame or responsibility, so be it. But I know ministers would determine political priorities, and there can never be a correct political priority without the inclusion of this critical project that I'm mentioning, Yani and Abdoni and a few others that we are having strewn all over, conceived, properly launched and introduced, but there are no resources that must follow the commitments that are made to see these projects to completion. So yes, she has to take responsibility for the collapse or the failure or delay in the completion of this project.
Mr. Lohodi, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.